Welcome to the Build Your First Microsoft BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2 Training Course. I'm Roger Dougherty, SQL Server Technical Evangelist, and our instructor is Mr. Peter Myers, mentor from Solid Quality Mentors. Peter and I have worked together over the last,
Almost 5 years,
yeah,
I think.
Since the SQL Server 2005 timeframe to evangelize Microsoft BI solution development to the worldwide developer community. And I'm very pleased to offer this latest refreshed version of a long-standing set of content that we've developed to teach developers what they need to know about how to build rich reporting and analytics solutions on the Microsoft stack with SQL Server 2008 R2 and all the related BI technologies that Microsoft provides. In this first presentation, Peter's going to give an overview of what business intelligence is. If you're a developer, don't turn off this video. Keep watching, because we think it's important that every solution that you develop delivers on the promise of what BI provides and delivers on rich reporting and analytics experiences for your end users. So with that, I'll let Peter take it away.
Thank you, Roger. So we're going to look at understanding business intelligence. We've got a couple of topics here. We're going to define it. I think it's important that we know what business intelligence is. And then what it takes to deliver an integrated reporting and analytics to your organization. So let's start with defining business intelligence. And if we were to take Gartner's definition here, it's a broad category of applications and technologies for gathering, storing, analyzing, sharing, and providing access to data to help enterprise users make better business decisions. Fairly accurate, but I'm looking for something a little more concise. So I'm going to put that a little more simply by saying, well, it's the application of knowledge derived from analyzing your organization's data to affect a more positive outcome. Still not happy. I need to make this a little simpler. So, you know, in its simplest form, it transforms data into knowledge. Today we collect volumes of data. And the challenge we now have, because we've mastered relational databases, we've mastered how to collect it, but how do we make that meaningful back to the decision makers in an organization so they can make effective decisions based on what's going on?
Not just decision makers, but everybody in all levels of the organization.
Well, we all make decisions, though.
Yes.
So regardless of what level you're
That's
at,
true.
We all make decisions.
That's true.
Do I come to work tomorrow? Do we sell, do we buy, and
right.
so on. What we'll find is inputs to those decisions, we need information.
Right.
And typically that's going to be sourced from the enterprise data that we collect, among other things. So, where do we use it? Well, we use BI to understand the health of the organization. What's going on? Typical monitoring. To collaborate on a shared view of business drivers, so they're all talking about the same thing and we're all on the same page. And to reduce the time to decision. I don't want to know 2 weeks later that we're running out of an important ingredient in manufacturing. We need to know very, very quickly. And its goal is often to impact the bottom line by doing things better. And this could enhance competitive advantage. I'd like to point out and stress this point that BI is no longer considered to be a luxury anymore. It's mm-hmm. very much an essential part of the IT
portfolio.
I'm going
to take this one step further, and I'm going to say that as consumers, most of us have better access to data and information as part of our consumers' lives
right.
than we do as part of our work lives. We can go home, get on the web, and discover any crazy fact about anything we ever wanted to know or buy in sub-second response time.
Totally.
On our mobile phone. You know what I mean? But we come to work and we can't find out anything. We have tools.
But we know that Lady Gaga is at the top of the charts.
Yeah, there you go. So it's time, developers, to step up and solve this problem. Make the users of your solutions in organizations that are running them as productive as they are at home in their consumer life as they are in their work life.
Right.
Yeah.
Good intro. I couldn't have said it better. So let's talk about it from a business point of view. We'll leave the personal life aside. Common business questions that you might have within your organization, assuming you're a sales organization, so please translate these to equivalents. So how are the sales territories performing, and how are the individual salespeople performing, and what customers are likely to purchase from us, and what are they buying together? They're all reasonable questions, but the challenge that perhaps faces you as a developer or as a DBA is, how are we going to deliver this from the data that we collect? We know the answer's in there somewhere, but the challenge is how we get it out and deliver it and make it available to those decision makers. So the common information problems we have include the fact that we have lots of data today in different data stores in different formats, whether it's relational, binary mainframe systems, XML documents, big challenge is, how do we bring it all together? And that these data systems may not be optimized for the analytic queries, which are typically queries that aggregate large volumes of data to summarize what's going on by sales region, by product, by time period. Could represent tens of millions of transactions, just that single value. Do our data systems contain the data we need? It's all very well to say that temperature is something we need to analyze, but if we don't capture temperature, forget it. And then by time, what we'll find is that the systems that collect our data often archive frequently. And yet BI-related queries, when we're looking for historical trends, tend to want years and years of information to sort of understand what's evolving there. Does our data maintain historical context? That while our source systems tend to maintain current definitions, it's important to know that some changes there might impact on historical reports that we have. And are these systems available or accessible? And I can tell you most DBAs shudder at the thought that the marketing people are actually querying the production systems because sometimes they forget what a where clause is. All right, they're requesting everything from the table. Okay, so from the human side, do they have the skills, do they have the tools, do they have the permissions? This is another challenge in delivering this information and knowledge to end users. And do we have universal definitions so that when we're talking about time, when we're talking about product categories and sales territories, that across the enterprise we're all talking about the same thing? These are significant challenges, but some things that you have to address before you can start implementing some BI. Understanding your decision makers and those end users is important as well. And appreciating that they need reliable and secure access to data to do their job, they need flexibility in the way they get to the data, they need appropriate tools, and they need the data quickly. There's no point giving them stale data. It could be too late to support the decisions they need to make. So this slide here talks about different BI solution scenarios. I think this is important because if you were to pick up any book on BI, you're likely to discover that it jumps straight into the very hearty topic of data warehousing, which is a formidable and admirable goal, that we could take all of our systems in the enterprise, we could integrate them into a single platform and deliver reporting and analytics from it. But I have to confess that it's an unrealistic first step to take into BI. What you're generally going to find is something at the other end of the spectrum. So we see here the fourth point is enterprise data warehousing. Let's talk about operational reporting. Because simply by adding a suite of operational reports on top of an existing application, that is delivering business intelligence. You're assisting those decision makers by providing further insight to the data that you're already collecting. Up the scale business process level, let's introduce analytic and reporting capabilities. And this is often where we might have multi-dimensional databases and cubes coming in to start to support self-service interrogation and querying of the data. Data marts are subject specific, so perhaps the finance group have the need and the budget to integrate their finance related systems and to produce analytic and reporting solutions around this. And ultimately, if over time the different areas of your enterprise produce these data marts and they're designed to work together, it's what we'd consider to be the enterprise data warehouse.
Or if I'm a producer of a vertical or horizontal application that I sell commercially, I might ship a data mart along with it that includes integrated reporting and analytics capabilities.
Totally. Picture tells a thousand words. I like to summarize this by saying, well, we've got these end users that need access to data, and it's undesirable that we have them connect and even have permission to do so, to connect to the source systems that are collecting our data. A couple of key points about this: these systems are optimized for collecting different data structure, normalized, few indexes, and yet the potential query that might fire off and request years of data to summarize it to meet the needs of the marketing manager. Dirty data is another problem here. We haven't had the opportunity to cleanse it. So garbage in, garbage out would apply here. We don't want garbage decisions being made. To overcome performance problems, you could use replication or mirroring or log shipping, for example, to separate the write and read activities. And that might overcome performance problems, but not all problems. Usually, the long-term approach is to define something like a data warehouse. Now, what you call it's up to you. I'd actually prefer a title that says reporting and analytic platform, but it didn't fit in the box. So we're going to use data warehouse. And the data warehouse then consists of these relational databases that we refer to as data marts, subject-specific stores, still relational, but the stars here denote that we're using a star schema design, somewhat optimized for querying from. We'll find it's denormalized, it reduces the number of joins, there are more indexes to support the queries. And then in addition to this, the data mart can have these multidimensional structures called cubes that are really, in my thinking, accelerators across your data. They provide a very intuitive model for users to navigate across hierarchies and members and measures to find the answers to their questions and it delivers fast response. Because it does this, because it usually goes through a processing phase where it takes the underlying data from your data mart and it stores and pre-calculates high-level aggregates. So at query time, they're simply read from the cache rather than added up. Data mining is another concept here, and data mining as a technology can extract patterns from your data and reveal those patterns to deliver insight about your data, often used in predictive capabilities. Here we have the concept of OData feeds. So we have this flexibility of exposing data via feeds that allow an entire different range of applications to consume those feeds, and is very useful in supporting self-service BI scenarios. Mm-hmm. And so instead of clients connecting direct to data sources, they now connect to the resources at this level. Now that implies data has to move periodically, whether it's every 24 hours, every 5 minutes, or once a month. According to the rhythms of your business, we extract, transform, and load the data into these data marts and then surface it through these intuitive models. That might be complex to do in one hit, so staging databases might support that. And there might be the need to manually cleanse, which we try to avoid, because it's both slow, expensive, and it could introduce further problems to the data quality. And this pretty much announces the flow in an enterprise BI solution that works best for delivering BI to the end user. And then we need to appreciate from the end user's perspective how they need to access the data and use it. So it might be they simply need graphical representation of it. Perhaps they need tabular fixed canned reports. Or using something like Excel, they need an ad hoc interactive experience and maybe even the capabilities of a modeling tool so they can produce their own data model that integrates sources. And then finally, they might need traffic lights. Really, I'm referring to KPIs here. So we're talking about monitoring, the ability to bring actuals and targets together and compare whether we're on track with meeting our expectations. And you'd think that the story ends here, but there's actually one more build, Roger, and that is that there is no end to this story. There's actually two takes on this from my point of view, and you may have noticed this before, that when someone asks a question, you answer it, it often evolves to a whole new question.
Right.
So there's this evolution, and we need tools and browser experiences that allow users to continue to navigate and explore to understand. The other concept is, if we're delivering KPIs and we're going to compare actuals to targets, where are the targets coming from?
Mm-hmm.
It implies there's been some formalized process of capturing expectations or targets for the future, and that we store them in the data to support the future monitoring activities. And that's pretty much an end-to-end story that we'll be telling throughout this entire training course in different parts. So to recap, source systems are about real-time transactions. We avoid having analytic queries hit them. It's expensive, and it could introduce a number of other problems beyond performance, data integrity problems, and so on. We have lots of these systems, so the challenge is, if we're trying to query across them, it's very, very challenging, particularly if they're not relational systems. Binary systems, XML documents, and yet the data resides, we want to query across them. The ideal approach is that we periodically extract and integrate into something like a data warehouse. Data warehouse then presents this data for business analysis processes and commonly stores it in subject-specific stores we call data marts. It introduces cubes, highly performant structures that allow users to help themselves to the data. They consist of validated source data. We can integrate from multiple systems, and it represents a consistent historical store. That if we have changes over time, salespeople move from sales territory to sales territory, while the source system may not be concerned with that history, certainly the data warehouse is. The way that we populate this structure is through the ETL. According to a regular frequency, we extract, transform, and load the data into our data marts. And then our analytic systems, cubes, mining models, allow us to slice and dice and explore and to reveal patterns that are found within our data. And then we have OData feeds. What could we say about these, Roger?
Well, the bottom line here is that we could have developers working on building these very sophisticated corporate BI solutions that we've gone through here, but the bottom line is that a lot of times end users just want to be empowered to work with the data themselves. They've been kind of solving these problems on their own without us for quite some time to get their jobs done. So you can, as a developer, also help enable those types of experiences by publishing your data in ways that make it easy for users to consume them in powerful tools for self-service analytics and BI. And OData is a way of leveling the data access playing field and making it easy to publish those key sets of data for users to consume in their own analytical applications.
Great. I couldn't have said it better myself. So the consideration for the client access then. Our clients are somewhat particular. They have a variety of needs, whether it's simply to satisfy those needs with static report viewers and browsers, ad hoc query tools, report writers, modeling applications, scorecard applications, portals and dashboards. At the end of the day, delivering data to them is a process of continuous business improvement. And so we need to give some consideration as developers as to how we're going to meet their many and varied requirements. So that brings us to the end of this presentation. I want to make one point. Did we mention the word Microsoft once in that presentation?
Maybe a couple times, possibly.
I don't think that I did, but you know, I could be wrong in that. And so really the intention of this presentation was just to state the case as to why business intelligence is important, and even from a developer perspective, to get you thinking about how you could deliver reporting and analytics to your users. The next presentation is where we're going to share with you how Microsoft can address and implement these types of designs.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Peter. So we've thrown down the gauntlet, developers. It's up to you to provide the kinds of analytic and reporting experiences that your users need to get their jobs done. And we're going to show you how in the rest of this training course. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in the next presentation.
Thank you.